Simon, why is it really difficult for letting agents and estate agents to swap CRM systems? Talk to me.
Yeah, the first one is in their minds. It's the perception that it is difficult to change. So, of course, the minute you think something is difficult to change, it goes into the to-be-reviewed pile and everything else there. And that probably is, if we're honest about this, the biggest one. The very best companies out there actually have a plan for doing this. They will have project managers that can help you through the process. They will have data conversion tools and, indeed, teams to help you through there. I think the key thing you've got to take a little bit of responsibility here is, do you... If this is a phrase, your digital due diligence. Because the point about this is, normally a salesperson, and let's be honest, even if it's a pretty crap product, will be able to go to a couple of tame clients and say, can you be my references, two or three people, and you'll probably actually, the reviewing agent will phone them up, oh yeah, it's all well and good, and they'll go with it, and it can be a disaster.
But I bet you pound to a penny, though, most people... say yes, because if they say no, it makes them look silly, doesn't it?
Yeah, there is a little bit of that in terms of... But I think the main thing is treat this as... If you're going for the next package... it used to be people used to stay with a package every 2 to 3 years. I think it's much, much longer, actually. And people genuinely, the lifetime of our clients is, within Repeat was spanning decades, basically. So what I think you do is, given the importance of what this is, put the time in, talk to 5, 10 different companies are in your part of the marketplace.
So that's your first top tip?
Absolutely. It's absolutely critical there. And figure out what's important to you as well. So have consistency in terms of the questions that you're going to ask as well.
Surely your first thing is to work out what your current system is lacking to enable you to work out whether the new one is going to give you what you want.
Look, you absolutely are right. Can I just warn here, because I can see this is the road that a lot of companies go down. There's only... one thing worse than the company that's done no preparation as well, and that's the one that go into it by minutiae. So I can tell you now, when we used to get what the RFI, request for information forms, 600 pages on an Excel spreadsheet. Does your system do matching? Does it create letters? That's just a complete waste of time, to be honest. Work on the basis...
I bet they were more letting agents than estate agents.
It's not for me to say.
Of course it is. It's the type of people they
are. It's all the value in your business, so they can do what they want. But you do genuinely need to put the time aside to decide what are the big issues for you. And indeed... understand as well, where possible, go and see these in situ. You will learn more from going to see one agent as a reference site visit in a half-day session than talking to, having 3 or 4 demonstrations from somebody, because it's the reality of the situation. Most of these companies will be happy enough to set that up. And again, if you're not, talk to some of the consultants. There's many great consultants out there that will help you on this basis and get you to find an analogy. Get you to find a proper comparison of the sort of agency you're looking at.
What other tips can you give someone who's considering moving their CRM system?
It is do a data audit yourself prior to even thinking about going. So one of the problems is it's rubbish in, rubbish out. If your data's in a bad state, from before you move, they're not going to be able to magically change it. There's little bits of tidying up they can do, but if you've got horrific duplication in one system, it's more than likely it's going to carry into the next.
Do you think some people swap CRM systems because they think it's going to be a magic wand to sort all their problems out, when in reality it's not the CRM, it's something else?
I think there is a bit of that. I'd like to think that, we were salespeople and we obviously wanted to sell the benefits. But I can't think of a single time me and my old sales team didn't say, look, this is not an easy process. Yes, we try to minimise the disruption by throwing a lot of resource at it, but it's difficult, it's painstaking and everything else. That's why the project on the whole would take 3 to 4 months as a minimum. And that didn't really matter if you were a one office agent or anything else there. I mean, Jet, as you know, was meant as a quicker, easier move than that. But when you were looking to move across and do the really in-depth data conversions, yeah, it was rocket science.
I mean, what sort of good news stories, don't mention names, of people that have swapped? I mean, obviously you were ingrained with Repeat. I know you're not there anymore. You left there in the summer. But what are some good news stories of agents that came across? How did you change their lives?
Look, I think, you can go, genuinely go to the Reapit Software YouTube site, and you can genuinely see in detail there people talking about the very tangible ways that they've moved that around. And that might be that they've grown, let's talk Romans and names. People like Romans were with us. And look, these companies were going there anyway. You know, they were going to success. They were already hugely successful. Wow. There were 8 offices when we started with them. They were over 30 by the time we were there, before they even merged with Leaders and anything else. And Those companies that are able to proceduralize, that we've spoken about this in the past, is, look, every agency wants to have the best people in there, and that's great. It's bloody hard to scale your business by recruiting the rock stars all the time. So those companies that literally were able to say and put these procedures in place, have this element of workflow, could scale far more effectively. And of course, that's where software comes into its own. But let's be honest, the software at Reapit was it is customizable more than most packages. But it wasn't wholly bespoke. The package was the package, and you would have some of the best in the absolute industry. And I can't remember what it was. It was something like 8 out of the last 10 winners at the old Sunday Times, were our clients, and that was something we were as proud of as anything else. But it's then the putting it into action, as it always is. Implementation, innovation isn't enough. Implementation is the key. People like Romans, people like Marsh and Parsons, Manning Staintons, all these companies that actually turn away probably more good ideas in a very Apple-esque fashion than they actually adopt, are the ones that move ahead, because actually they make sure they implement them.
Excellent. Thank you.
Cheers.